Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. I want to welcome you to the Work for Life show. I'm your host. I'm the leader. You can call me B. The Work for Life show is a show to help people with job readiness and to become self-employed. Now, we know right now in America, the unemployment numbers are pretty low, but a lot of people are working on part-time jobs that want to be on full-time jobs and should be. And a lot of people can't find a job at all and should have one. And my belief here at the Work for Life show is that anyone who wants a job should have a job, and one should ever work for minimum wage longer than 3 months on any job. And after 3 months on any job, if the place where you work and feel that you're not worthy of more than you, what you started with, if that happened to be minimum wage, then you should be looking for another job. My belief is that you cannot progress beyond your own attitude, actions, and abilities. You put those three things together, and you should be unstoppable. And I know how to make you unstoppable in the job market. I'm good at it. I've helped thousands and thousands of people, and I want to help you too. Today, I'm talking to you about House Helper Services. House Helper Services build better communities. That's what I want to talk to you about. Today is Sunday, November 8th, 2015. It is 5 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time. And this is the Work for Life show. You're right here at blogtalkradio.com/workforlife. Here, or you can call me here at the Work for Life show at 424-222-48. My lines will be open in the next 15 minutes, the last 15 minutes of the show. I want to talk to you. Here is my message to you. Be the change you want to see. That's Gandhi's words, and I believe in those. And I'm going to talk to you about House Helper Services, which helps build better communities. And this is what people need in America. The communities we live in need to be better. And it's up to the ones in the communities to see to it that your community is better than. House Helper Services is a way to build a better community. Now, here's what House Helper Services does for you and for your community. One, provide services at affordable prices. Two, you earn money because you are providing services at affordable prices. Three, your customers get much-needed repeat services ongoing because you are providing services at affordable prices, and therefore you earn money. Four, the merchants in your community get to sell more goods and services to new business owners and to the residents because you are providing services at affordable prices, then you earn more money, and therefore you will spend more money. And your customers are getting much-needed services at good prices, and therefore they spend less money, and they have more money to spend on other things. And number five, when you are providing services at affordable prices, and when you are earning more money, and when your customers are spending more money, and when the merchants are selling more goods and services to new customers, guess what? The businesses hire more people. That's what I mean when I say be the change that you want to see. It's a ripple effect. We're like a human chain. Each one affects the other in some kind of way. When you do something positive, it affects other people in positive ways. When you do something negative, it affects other people in negative ways. So I want you to be the change that you want for your community. And House Helper Services builds better communities. How do you build a better community? First of all, you need to think about voting. voting is important. You need to vote. You need to hold all politicians accountable in your community, those who represent your community. Whether they are your party or a different party, it matters not. Hold them accountable. You need to clean up your community, do repairs in your community, remove things in your community that should not be there. There are city services to help you. Take advantage of those services and see to it that the needs that you have in your community are cared for. The things, in order to be the change, you and other people are going to have to work together to be that change. That means everyone is going to have to be doing something. Money is important. You have to increase your earnings. So you're going to build a better community by voting and holding politicians accountable and cleaning up your communities and seeing to it that the city does their part to clean that community, and you're going to increase your earnings by. You're going to get a job. You're going to get a part-time job if the job you got is not enough. You're going to self-employ if you need to do that. You can have yard sales if you need to do that. Promote on the job where you are if you need to do that. But you must increase your earnings, and you must stop having the same earnings today as you had last month, as you had last year. You must see progress in your life, and progress means you have to be the change that you want to see. You want to attract businesses to your area. That means you want to make the streets that you live in safe. You want to make sure that they're clean. You want to make sure that they're attractive. You want to have a voting record in your community, so people in your community needs to vote. You want to write letters to franchises if you're missing some franchises that you want to see in your community. You want to write letters to small businesses if your community does not have enough small businesses of a particular kind. You want to go out and meet your current business owners and talk to them about what's needed and what you need more of in your community, and tell them how they can invest in this community that they are selling goods and services to. Tell them what things they can do for the community. You have to be the change that you want to see. You have to share ideas online and across America. This is something we can all come together and get done. We can use one another's ideas. We can organize online based on what our particular causes are. We can set up free websites, and we can share information ongoing, share links, support one another, share with one another places and things that's going on and things that might work in my community. You want to become a member to represent your area, a member. Be the change you want to see. Become a member of Work for Life. Together, we can make things happen across America. We will and we must if we want to see a better America. Membership is free. In this membership, we need leaders. We need workers. We need online gurus, people who can handle the online part and help people who are not quite as savvy about what to do online. Thing you need to know about House Helper Services, I'm covering. You have to have a desire. It's a business. It's a win-win business where workers can make money, where customers can save money, where businesses can increase their profit, and your overall community will start to do better right away. It'll be an uplift to operate a business. That's what Work for Life want to talk with you about, because there are things you need to do, and we know what those things are. And we are willing to talk to you about those things and set up shows about those things and have you support these things and have you talk about what things it is that you see that are needed, and we talk about ways to meet those needs. Some of those needs is funding. Some of them is space for meeting. Some of them is supplies based on what type of business you're going to be doing or you're already doing. Some is house is house helpers themselves advertising the things that you need by yourself. It can be very difficult, but working with groups of people, it can be easy. Now, the main thing you got to do is have a desire to do what it is that you think you want to do or that you're already doing, a desire, a passion. And then if you don't want to do the work or you can't do the work, maybe you want to supervise. Maybe you want to run your own business. Whichever way it is that you want to do it, it can be done. The main thing you need is a phone and a computer. Those are the two main things. Now think about that. With a phone and a computer and a desire, you can be the change that you want to see. Change your community. You can build a better community, and you can build it with house helper services. Think about that. Now, I'm here. My number, 424-222-5248. Because one thing that I know for sure in these communities, unless the people in the communities take it upon themselves to make the community work, it's not going to work. It has to start in your community. You can work alone or you can own the business. Now, the house helper services that I talk about a lot here is housekeeping, handyman, personal shopper, and lawn care. You can work alone doing either one of those yourself if that's what you choose to do, or you can own a business doing either one of those and hire others to do the housekeeping for you, to do the handyman work for you, to do the personal shopper work for you, to do the lawn care services for you. All you need to do is become a member. And once you become a member, you become a valuable part to add, to give and provide information and to receive services that you need to grow your business. And together, we will be the change that we want to see. That's how we get the change that we want. No matter what problems we face in this nation, a healthy workforce results in fewer problems, and a healthy workforce increases financial solutions from which all your community will benefit. So join us today, and let's work together to be a better community. I want you to listen to my last show. Listen to it today. Work for Life is in the process of building better communities. We are doing that, and it works. And our plan is to help you increase your earnings and develop a plan to attract businesses with jobs to your area. If you're interested today, then follow us right now, right here at blogtalkradio.com/workforlife. Become a member to be a better community. If you want to be a member, email us right now at workforlife, that's at WFL@workforlife.net. That's how you become a member to be a better community. You can visit us on Twitter. That's twitter.com/workforlife, BEA. Work for Life's goal is to be a better community across America and to begin the process starting online with those who want to work to save us, to save the USA. That's all it's about. You having a desire for a better America and all of us working together for a better America. Because let's face it, there are communities doing very poorly in America, and not just black communities and white communities. There are communities in America, white and black, where people are born into poverty and die in poverty one generation after another, and these are people who are working. And there is no reason to work and not have money last, not to be able to save money. And that's what we're going to teach you here at Work for Life, how to not only make money, but to have money made that you can save, that you don't have to spend every dime that you have. But it's one thing about the black communities in America. Black communities have the highest jobless numbers. There's no doubt about it. The jobless numbers for October was just released, and it shows we had 5.0, the nation. But for blacks, unemployment is 9.2. For whites, unemployment is 4.9. For Latinos, unemployment is 7.0. It doesn't have to be this way. We can all bring those numbers down ourselves, because we have to make up our mind that we're going to be the change that we need to see. Just as Gandhi says, you got to be the change that you want to see. Be the change you want to see. Stop waiting for something to happen and make it happen. And it comes from you. Low wages. Minimum wages is no way to live, no way to raise a family. But there are a lot of poor people who work for minimum wage all their life. It doesn't have to be that way anymore. We can teach you how not to get stuck with minimum wage. Black communities have chronic unemployment. Last hired, first fired. That's the way it works. That's why the unemployment rate is higher. It'll be told that blacks can't do the jobs. Patience. Blacks won't come to work. These are lies. You can stop them. Stop the lies. Do what's necessary starting today. Be the change that you want to see. One thing about the black community and the dollars that's spent, the black community spends an awful heap of dollars compared to other communities. And so for that reason, the black communities are used as the consumers, and that's it. Spend a lot of money in America annually. And the return on the black dollar is not good enough. And for that reason, the black community is going to have to start keeping the black dollar in their community until people start to show a little more respect. Because the black dollar stays in the black community for about 6 days compared to the white dollar that stays in the white community for months. Because, see, the black dollar in the black community goes running to spend its money to get spent in the white community. Well, we can stop that because we can provide all kinds of goods and services. We can find the goods and services that's being provided by blacks and buy those goods and services either online or have those goods and services find stores where those goods and services are being sold and have the people who run those companies to set up boutiques and shops in your communities if they want your dollars. Simple. It's real simple. We can have the things we want and need, and we can get the respect of others, but we got to first respect ourselves. And when a group of people doesn't respect their dollar, then they don't get any respect from other communities. That's just the way it is. So right now, like 2014, there was almost $1 trillion spent by the black communities. It's expecting that 2015 will go over $1 trillion spent by the black community. It's time for people in the black communities, and it's more than black people living in black communities. And it's time for industries to take for granted. And that's not going to happen until blacks stop taking themselves for granted. And the way blacks are going to stop taking themselves for granted is to start counting them dollars and count what them dollars are being spent on. Because you better believe that the Fortune 500 companies knows exactly what that black dollar is being spent on. And so when you know what it's being spent on, then you need to be going to those companies telling them what type of needs you have in your community. Because as long as we allow companies to take our dollars and give us nothing in our communities for our dollars, meaning we go to another community to spend our dollars and bring our goods and services back to our community. Well, they have to invest in our communities. And as long as we don't require that companies, Fortune 500s, invest in our communities, they're not going to. It's up to us to respect ourselves. And when we start to respect ourselves, we will find that major companies will respect us too. Because we spend a lot of money, blacks do, on hair, hair products, beauty products. Oh, yeah, we top those industries. Entertainment, we spend a lot in magazines. We spend a lot in restaurants, eating out, technology. Oh, yeah. Traveling, oh, yeah. Our cars go up and down the road buying gas more than anybody else. And we travel a lot, and we run to the store more times in a week than any other group of people. And we travel from little places to little cities to other states, backers and forwards on weekends more than any other group of people. We're spending money. And it's about time that we start getting more for our dollar. And the way we can do that is setting up housekeeper services right in our own communities, and spend as much as we can, another, and helping the businesses that choose to come into our communities. And those that feel they don't want to be in our communities, don't go to other communities to do business with them. If they don't want to bring the business to our communities, then we go out the way to set up businesses that's comparable to the one that won't come to our community. It's as simple as that. We have to be the change that we want to see. And House Helper Services is the way to build better communities, because we can provide services at affordable prices. That means we earn the money, because we are providing housekeeper, handyman, personal shopper, lawn care services. We can do that. Earn that money. People pay us to do it. We're getting charging a reasonable price, so the out-of-pocket for the customer is great, because they don't have to spend as much money when they're spending with their neighbors. And the businesses in our community begin to profit. And as they make more profit, they hire more people. And just be sure that they're hiring people from GUN. Be sure that the people in your community are able to access these jobs. And if they're not hiring people out of your community, you talk to the managers and find out why. You talk to the CEOs, send them a letter and find out why. It's up to us. We know what we need better than anybody else in our communities. We are consumers. But we have got to become community builders. We have got to build a better community, because when people are working in your community, you can be sure your community is going to be a lot more healthy. There's going to be fewer problems. There's going to be more money. And those are the things people need: health, no problems, and money. You need to be able to save. Save, not just make just enough to make it from payday to payday. That's gone. Let's put that behind us. Let's use our buying power, and let's use it so that we can reach those industries that seem to be taking us for granted. Right now, getting ready to go into the holidays, they're counting your dollars. Your dollars have already been counted before you even made them. You have got to start investing in yourself. Every community needs to set up its own places for needs and wants of goods and services, so that you can be sure that you're out there building your community. Community, okay. Bring that money home and build your community, invest in your community with it. It's time. The time is now to build better communities. The time is now to increase your earnings. The time is now to attract businesses to your area. The time is now to share ideas online across America. Become a member to represent your area. Everything you need to know about housekeeper services right here. If you're going to run, if you're going to work for somebody, you'll get a salary, $8, $10, $12. What we do $8 for housekeepers. We do $10 for personal assistance and yard. We do $12 for handyman services. And anybody can do that. You set up your business. You charge the your customer X amount of dollars. You pay your house helper X amount of dollars. You make so much, they make so much. Your goods and your supplies and things of that nature, when you become a member, you can buy in bulk because you are a member and you save money. Being a member means that there are going to be a lot of things that you can do. I hope you've gotten a lot from today's show, and I look to hear from you. Email me, wfl@workforlife.net. Follow me right here, blogtalkradio.com/workforlife. I'm on twitter.com/workforlifebea. I'm so serious about this. I am so tired of seeing and hearing blacks feel like they're being left behind, especially when I know that the opportunity is right here at the Work for Life show. I'm B. Thanks for listening.